Please stand by. 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 Morning, Arden.
Good morning, John.
I didn't see you over there on the other side of the room.
I know. It's such a vast space here sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I just don't...
hard to see across the couple of football lengths that separate us here.
And all of the people here today. It must be because Michael Gaithier got us in the Santa Cruz Sentinel this morning, people tuning in to listen to him. So he'll be here, and he's playing at E3 Playhouse on the 24th. The Bell Brothers, who I heard yesterday, and they were really great. They're going to be here. They're at the Brookdale Lodge on... last night they were at the Brookdale Lodge. Klondike's coming in. They'll be at the Vets Hall on March 3rd. And Dale Arkeman and Bob Mosley will be in. They're Don Quixote's also tonight.
Yeah, all of this... hippies are lining up in the parking lot already.
Right. Got spare joints? Antolini's Masonry and Landscape Supply is part of the people who are at fault for bringing you this program, as is Sylvan Music at the corner of Mission and Bay in Santa Cruz, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath in San Luis Obispo. You know what they got there?
Disco, jacuzzi tubs.
Whew. We'll need it after the show today. And the Fifth String in Berkeley is also one of our sponsors. We'd like to thank them. Odwalla Juices for the juices and the water. Santa Cruz Coffee Roasting for, the coffee. And the Bagelry for the bagels and schmear. And John for taking pictures. And it's up on, you have to give me a card every week.
Webvideoremote.com.
How can you remember all of those little doodahs, phone numbers and websites?
She's
and she is.
I don't know, John. I was going to say something, but,
I don't have that much empty space left anymore. Webvideoremote.com. Oh, I've heard that someplace before.
Yeah.
So you can go to your computer and go to the right-hand side and look around, and you'll find it.
Stills.
The Stills?
Yeah.
Steven?
No.
Oh, the other Stills, okay. Yeah, you'll be able to see what's going on here in the studios right now. And right now in the studios is Michael. Well, it's not Gaucher.
No.
It's Gaithier.
It sounds hip, but no, it's just Gaither.
Yeah.
Gaither.
Not Gaithier. So you didn't really need the I.
I don't.
No.
Tell my ancestors.
While you're on there, I'm going to send them an email.
Okay.
We got this really up-to-date computer that can do that. Do you want to introduce your band here before we get
Michael
started?
Gaither. This is Aaron Bakshi on guitar.
Aaron, thank you.
Russ Van Scoy on harmonica, and the lovely talented Greg Scott over there.
Hey, Greg. Glad to have you all here, and you have your video crew in, I see.
That's right.
Apparently so.
All right.
We need more cameras. We only have like 17 cameras.
17 camera shoot right here in the K-Pig studios. All right, let's kick it off with this song.
Still Walking.
All right.
I learned to walk on two small feet. Kept on walking to the end of my street. Walked the path, always led home. Till I found a path I could walk on my own. I'm still walking. Walked in places where I used to play, but you can't go back, everything's changed. Walked down roads I knew I shouldn't. Walked up hills I thought I couldn't. I'm still walking. Walked with people I'm glad to have met, along with a few I'd best forget. I'm sure I've had the same effect. A few good breaks, a few regrets. Still walking. At my dog on the end of her leash. Black and white world is all she sees. Man, I wish it was simple that way, but this whole world is just shades of gray. I wouldn't have it any other way. All I can do until I call it a day is keep walking. I'm still walking. I'm still walking.
Thanks.
I think first time I've heard you with a band.
Kind of the first time I've had a band. Well, we actually started evolving about 9 months ago. I've had Greg for years, but these two guys came along in June when I finished the CD.
All right, great. And they'll be with you at the E3 on the 24th. What time is your show?
6 to 8, 6 p.m.
I know he does an interesting mix down there.
Early show, late show. You
know, middle shows sometimes, yeah.
2 o'clock in the afternoon after the salsa dance lessons, before yoga.
After ping pong.
He's doing everything down there, but it seems to be working.
It does, and that's great. He's done a great job down there. So that'll be on the 24th. And now the CD is available?
It's on my website at michaelgaither.com. It's G-A-I-T-H-E-R. The CD is called Spotted Mule and Other Tales.
And a nice CD it is. Thank you for sending me one. And are you doing to play any place out of the area yet?
We're playing up the coast at the store in San Gregorio on the 24th of next month.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're setting your calendars, we're going to be at Rudon Smith Winery again June 9th and 10th. So that's kind of what we have lined up definite. And then I'm still doing the Wooden Nickel Open Mic.
Yeah.
First Thursday every month.
Oh, you took that over from Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur and Sherry ran it for a while, and then Tom Carlson took it over, and then I grabbed it about 3 years ago, and it's like one of the best things I ever did. I've made lots of friends, and it's a cool thing. It's the finest open mic in Watsonville.
Is that right?
The only open mic in Watsonville.
Well, that too.
But it's a lot of fun. Leo's really good to us. We fill the place up with a bunch of musicians once a month on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that was still going on.
Yeah.
Well, just let us know who's, when, you know, give us a notice every now and then. We'll announce it. So every Thursday night.
Thursday every month.
And it's
7 to 10 p.m.
The first Thursday of every month. Okay.
Next one is March 2nd.
All right. We'll try and remember that. All right. Well, let's hear another tune from
there. Yeah. So here's the title track, based on a real mule.
Some out on Larkin's farm, standing in the rain. They taking horses to raise and train. Well, this odd beast was just standing in a field. I think I know how he feels. Spotted mule down old Adobe Road. Dad was the donkey, Mama was the roan. I pass him every day on my way back home. Wonder if he feels alone. He's no silver or trigger, you see. Won't be in the movies or up on the TV. But if I had my way, I'd saddle him and say, I owe Spotted Mule away. Spotted Mule down old Adobe Road. Dad was the donkey, Mama was the roan. I pass him every day on my way back home. Wonder if he feels alone. Pegasus rose from the blood of Medusa. Spotted Mule's mom was a brown Appaloosa. A mule doesn't breed, he's one of a kind. If you're a misfit friend, you're a friend of mine. Spotted Mule down old Adobe Road. Dad was the donkey, Mama was the roan. I pass him every day on my way back home. Wonder if he feels alone. Yeah, he's unique like you and me and everyone I know. Wonder if he feels alone. Wonder if he feels alone. wonder if it feels alone.
All right, Michael.
Thank you.
Good live versions, too. That's great. That's great. You know, you hear an album, and then sometimes you hear the record or hear it live, and it doesn't live up to the studio. But you guys have got it down. Sounds really good.
I have a lot of help with these guys.
Yeah.
I've been real lucky.
So are you doing this full-time? You're still writing it all?
I'm a tech writer by trade. That
yeah.
The bill. This is still, you know, a very serious hobby. Let's see where it goes. So, no, basically.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Like you said, there are tens of dollars to be made in photos.
Tens of dollars.
And I'm still looking for those tens of dollars.
Well, you know, it's the old lottery.
That's it.
The folk singer won the lottery, and they said, what are you going to do with the money? And they're going, I'm going to keep singing folk music till the money runs out.
You know, but having the CD now, I'm looking for places to play, and I'm playing places. We got the band, so it's...
Do you do private parties?
Sure.
Well, so how would people get you for that?
Go to my website, michaelgaither.com. There's an email link up there.
Okay, and so if you'd like them to come and play at your party, or if you want to have a house concert, there's another fine way
to do those, too.
Yeah, so get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And I know you did write for the Sentinel for a while.
Off and on for... Well, actually, for a while, for about 10 years,
I've
filmed TV and occasional music articles.
Yeah, but not anymore?
Well, I kind of stopped doing that as much, and it was right when I started writing songs, so I got more interested in writing songs.
Yeah.
But they were really good to me, and Wallace kept me around for a long time. Tom Long kept me around for a while.
Oh, Tom Long, my God.
Yeah.
Goes back a few days.
Yeah.
All right, well, another tune here.
Yeah, this one actually isn't on the CD, but it's got a lot of local... references in it. On my birthday last year, I was reminiscing about music I'd seen, people who moved on, and came up with a song called Where'd the Time Go? And this one will go out to anybody who still remembers the Sash Mill Cinema.
Oh, yeah, and the Rainies. Thanks to the Rainies for making that place happen.
Spent a lot of hours there. Okay, let's check this camera.
While he's doing that, this, for you who don't know, there was a movie theater in the Sash Mill in Santa Cruz. It played the greatest movies. You could go see a double bill of old Alfred Hitchcock movies and things like that. It was a great programming down there, and I really miss that theater.
Me too. Okay, here we go.
Saw the Ramones on the night I turned 17. April 11th looked like Halloween. Gabba gabba, hey, hey, hey. I wore torn Levi's and leather boots. My buddy John came in a giant mouse suit. Santa Cruz Civic, seems like yesterday. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Rock and roll, high school, blitzkrieg bop, slam dancing, we never stopped. Where'd the time go? I don't know. We stormed the Coliseum gates, Dan the Green, 78, AC/DC, headline that year. Bon Scott sang a long way to the top, screaming like he'd never stop. Hard to believe he was gone within a year. Where'd the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Singing along with your favorite band, holding up a lighter till it burned your hands. Where'd the time go? I don't know. When Lennon died in 80, we all cried. Went to the Sash Mill that Tuesday night. They showed Let It Be, and we sang along. Man, the people who've come and gone, where'd the time go? I don't know. Driving to work a few years ago, I heard Warren Zevon on the radio, and I knew we lost him. Nobody had to say a word. He saying, keep me in your heart for a while. I started to cry and then I just smiled. I had met my life by the songs I've heard. Where did the time go? I don't know. I stopped keeping track a long time ago. Ah, you make a mark, sing a song. Time just keeps ticking on. Where'd the time go? I don't know. Where'd the time go? I don't know.
All right. Put some great references in there. I didn't know they played Let It Be.
The night after he was shot, they played. And me and my friend Bob were going to... Bob's listening. Hi, Bob. Mm-hmm. We're going to go see Let It Be anyway, and it was the night after Lennon was shot. So it was like filled with capacity.
Oh, I'll bet. I don't remember that part. But of course, I think sort of like Kennedy or a lot of people, you remember where you were when they died. And, you know, like I don't remember where I was when Gary Cooper died or somebody like that. But John Lennon, I think most everybody who was around at that time knows where they were. It was such a traumatic moment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's not on the new CD.
It'll be on the next one, whenever that happens.
All right. And so let's give those addresses again, to email addresses and website.
Yeah, the email address is just Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at michaelgaither.com. The website is www.michaelgaither.com. And if you go to the music link up there, there's a Spotted Mule video. There's a podcast for this next song. I started doing podcasts, so there's a lot of stuff up there. And if you do the MySpace thing, it's myspace.com/MichaelGaithermusic. So it's like all over the place.
All right. Well, good. So you're up on YouTube?
Yeah. The Spot a Mule video. There's another Mule video. I keep writing songs about mules. My friends are really worried. But there are two Mule videos up on YouTube, and they're both on my website as well.
All right. Well, we'll have some other stuff up on YouTube here soon.
Great.
For you.
Great.
let's see. And the 24th?
24th at the E3 Playhouse.
What a day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Oh.
The 6 p.m.
Saturday, 6 p.m. show at the E3 Playhouse. You'll be able to see Michael and the whole band. We're going to get you to do one more song for us, if you would.
I would love to.
All right.
And this one, I think we played...
What's it? Got Mule? Is that what your T-shirt say? Does yours say
Happy
that?
Year of the Mule. No, it's really Year of the Hawk. Happy Year of the Mule.
Yeah, come on. You're at the wrong place to change the year, you know.
And so we'll close with this. This is actually on the CD, and it's another kind of a local song. But the cool story about this one is somebody heard this. K-Pig played this, I don't know when, but somebody heard this on K-Pig, bought the CD, and it turns out he lives in Los Gatos, commutes Highway 17, and he's a driving instructor. So you couldn't ask for a better fit for the Highway 17 song.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have played that here. There's another Highway 17 by Rodney Crowell, too,
right.
You know. So it's a great segue.
Exactly.
Different Highway 17.
Play it all you want.
Okay.
So we'll close with Highway 17. Thank you for having us on again. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, you bet.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So far. It's not over yet. Don't jump to conclusions.
Here we go.
High-strung yuppie in an SUV hits the brakes in front of me. 6 a.m. Highway 17. Motorcycles splitting lanes, even in the pouring rain. People ain't too bright on Highway 17. Out the door in the dark again, first thing in the morning, coffee in hand, getting ready to make that dreadful drive. So here's this windy road on the way to work. People going too fast or they don't even look, and the rest of us wonder, we'll make it back home alive. Gravel truck, spitting rock, the guy behind him cuts me off. Happens to me every day it seems. There's some guy changing a flat. Everybody slow down, take a look at that. There's so much to see on Highway 17. It's a perfect picture of the human race. There's a chick on the phone, some guy shaving his face. Once I saw a driver in the fast lane watching TV. Or just going to work, it shouldn't be that hard. You just keep up with traffic, look out for cars. Everybody play nice, like when we were three. Porsche passes me at 85. Cop gives his partner a big high five. Picking him off at Highway 17. Yeah, horns are honking, cars are rude. Lots of pent-up attitude. And then one day, it all occurred to me. See, it took me years to realize some people just ain't satisfied unless they're doing all they can to get ahead. They can drive like an idiot, I don't care. They'll still have work whenever I get there. Hurry, I'm fine, I'll take my time instead. It's up at 5 and out the door. Wonder what the hell I'm doing this for. But now I've got my own philosophy. See, it ain't that hard. You let people pass. Keep your eyes on the road and stay off of my back. We'll survive Highway 17. Day after day on Highway 17. Got my life in my hands on Highway 17. Get me home on Highway 17.
So, I have a lyric change for you here.
Sure.
Stay off of my mule.
Oh, there you go. I'll tie the songs together.
Yeah, yeah. They'll know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just had calls from people on their cell phone calling in to tell us how much they enjoy the song, which only proves the point of the song.
And I do have a cell phone song for the next CD.
Okay. That was really fun, Michael.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
And I hope the people driving Highway 17 sort of listen to that. I like the one about the guy watching TV. And it does happen. People are... That is the stupidest bunch of drivers on that road.
They were listening enough to call in on their cell phone and tell us how much they were enjoying it.
You think of how many stupid people drive over that hill by the things they do. It's just, it's sort of like an IQ lower once you get on Highway 17.
You know, and it really, it's there's like a 10% idiot factor. Most people are really cool, but there's like 10% where you just go...
More like 20.
Wow. 20.
I'm with you.
If it's raining, it goes up.
It does.
Yeah, I used to make that drive every day. Oh, thank God, that's
I do it
over.
3 days a week. So.
Yeah, that's way too much. Yeah. It's like a roulette wheel. Your number will
well, thank you, John. I can't wait.
Stop driving it.
The other lottery.
Yeah, the other lottery. Thanks, all of you, for being in. It
Thanks
was really
again.
Great. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And that would be on the 24th, this coming Saturday night, 6 o'clock, at the E3 Playhouse, downtown Santa Cruz.